Resort and Casino is offering free seatings at our fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 8th, beginning at 9 a.m.
Seatings every 2 hours.
Buffet includes an array of sides and desserts, along with our signature omelet station and prime rib. Serve aside all-you-can-eat crab. Let us do all the preparing as you celebrate the mothers in your life.
Reservations highly suggested.
Book online at WinRiver.com or by calling 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. For complete menu prices and seating, download the Wind River app and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
So, your tax refund just arrived? Forget the new car stereo. Spend your money on finally fixing up that eyesore with a new paint job or collision repair at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Whether it's peeling paint, dents, or rust, Mako offers free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
Everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Welcome to your solution for home improvement, home decor, home repair, home maintenance. If you've got a question about how to get something done around your house, you are in exactly the right place because that's what we do, and we've been doing this for over 20 years. So I guess some people are finding some benefit in what we have to say as we sort of yawn on about things all weekend long. If you've got something you'd like to get done, reach out. Let us know. We'd love to help. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, but you can get your answer quicker if you post it to the Money Pit app by going to moneypit.com/ask. Hey, coming up on today's program, how's that spring cleaning going? What? It's not? It's probably most of us, but we thought we'd start the show off with five easy clutter buster tips, which I thought were pretty unique, pretty original, and definitely could help you out.
And while it still might feel like winter outside, spring is going to come eventually, and that means all of that busy spring lawn and garden work is going to need to be done, whether you are ready or not. And now is the perfect time to get a head start on those projects. We're going to share what comes first.
And with all the spring rain, we tend to get a lot of damaged wood, and that can really detract from your home's value. But to make the fix, you first got to know what caused it. For example, was it caused by rot or termites? What exactly is rot? And what other kinds of bugs can eat wood? Well, we're going to sort out all the differences coming up so you know how to make the fix.
But first, do you guys need some help with a renovation, repair, or decor project? Well, we're here to help you create your best home ever and tackle your to-dos with confidence. So what are you working on? Give us a call. Let us know so we can help you out.
Reach out to us by going to moneypit.com/ask or post your question on the app or calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Peter in Maryland, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
When we had first moved in, everything was cosmetically perfect. And now all of a sudden we've got cracks everywhere in our hardwood flooring and our crown molding. Now certainly we could live with a little cosmetic shifting, but it's so drastic, I'm wondering if there's a greater underlying problem here.
So the cracks in the molding, where are you seeing those cracks? Corners, is the top of the bottom of the molding separating from the wall? What are you seeing?
All in the bottom of the molding. However, okay. It could be anywhere. Corners, middle, anywhere.
Okay, and so you have cracks up at the crown molding, which is between the ceiling and the wall, but you also mentioned you had cracks at the floor. What are we seeing at the floor?
Yeah, it's more drastic. On the first floor is all hardwood flooring.
Right.
And like I said, it was seamless when we had moved in. Now, over the past 2 months, I'd say every third board has a gap in it. And the gap may be very slight, but some are as large as an eighth of an inch now.
Okay, so you've got some shrinkage in the floor and you've got some gaps in the wall. I mean, the entire house could be shrinking. What kind of heating system do you have, Peter?
It's electric heat.
Okay, electric heat. Forced air, radiators, what do you have?
Oh, it's forced air.
It's a very dry heating system. Well, I will say this, gaps around molding and gaps around floor and gaps in the crown molding, especially like along the walls, that's generally not the kind of crack that indicates structural movement. When you see walls, that sounds like shrinkage. When you see walls that are cracking at the corners or cracking above doorways, physically cracking inside the drywall itself, that's usually more of a concern. What you're describing to me sounds a lot more like shrinkage. That said, I would keep an eye on it. I mean, we're coming off of cold months. You have the heating system on. You're going to get a lot of shrinkage then, and you'll get more swelling in the summer as it gets more moist and humid out. So you can either keep an eye on it, see what happens, or if you want to get a structural opinion, what I would do is I would suggest that you go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors. That's ASHI, ASHI.org, and look for a certified professional home inspector, an ASHI certified inspector in your area. These guys don't work on houses, so they'd have nothing to gain by finding things that need to be fixed. They're just there to diagnose. And I would say an ASHI certified inspector because they are clearly the best. In fact, my nephew was buying a house last week, and he's in the Air Force in Florida, and I helped him find an ASHI certified inspector there, and I saw the report, and I got to tell you, I said to him, you know what the name of my show is? He goes, Money Pit? I said, you got one. Because right. There was so much wrong with it. So I would definitely suggest monitoring it. And if you wanted to get an opinion on the structural aspects, bring in a professional home inspector and see what they have to say, okay?
All right, great. I appreciate your time, Tom and Leslie. Enjoy the show all the time.
Thanks very much, Peter. Have a great day.
Pam in Missouri is on the line with a lighting question. How can I help you today?
I have fluorescent lights in my kitchen and two other rooms, and they are recessed into the ceiling. They're the kind like you would put maybe into a shop, you know, the 3 or 4 foot long tubes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. P8 bulbs that I hear are going away. What can I do?
So are you having trouble finding the bulbs? Is that what you're concerned about?
I am not now, but I hear that they will be not used anymore.
Yeah, but they last so darn long. Why don't you just go shop online and buy a case of them and call it a day? You know, I mean, really, they'll be harder to find, but I mean, they're going to be available. There's a lot of industrial folks that use those in offices and that sort of thing. So I wouldn't fret too much about that. Listen, if you want to change your lights at some point, then you can plan that project. But I wouldn't tell you to rip out and remove all your lighting fixtures now just because you're worried about a supply problem. I just go pick up a case of these things. They last forever. And then put the project off until you're ready to do some real remodeling.
I'd rather do that because otherwise I'd have a big hole in the ceiling that would have to be
packed. Exactly. Well, it's a bigger project for you because they're built in. So you're going to have to take them out. You're going to have to drywall over the holes. It's a big job. So, no, I would just pick up a case of the bulbs and live with it for a while, okay?
Great. That's easy for me. Thanks.
Yeah, they're not too expensive. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
John in Wisconsin's on the line with a washer dryer question. Tell us what you're thinking about there.
We were thinking of putting a washer and dryer in our spare bedroom, and where we want it is next to an inner wall. And I was wondering if we vented it up through into the attic through the insulation so it'd come out on top, would that be damaging to the you know, it'd be too much moisture in there or not?
Now, would this still remain a guest room, or would this become a new snazzy laundry room?
Yeah, it'd be a laundry room. Yeah.
Generally, when you talk about resale value, the amount that you could possibly resell your house for directly correlates to the amount of bedrooms and bathrooms that you have. So, you know, you may want to start by talking with a local realtor who's familiar with, you know, home values in your neighborhood as to what the effect might be to removing a bedroom. Now, if you have no intention to sell and you've got this dream to have just a kick-butt gigantic laundry room with, you know, perhaps a sewing area and enough ironing space, you know, then this could be awesome for you guys.
Now, in terms of your technical questions, obviously you're going to have to get hot and cold water there. And you're going to have to get electricity there for your washer and your dryer and 240 volt if it's electric dryer. Venting was the one question you had. And can you go up through the wall into the attic? Yes, but you can't stop there. You have to continue with that vent, John, until it gets outside. You cannot dump the warm, moist, lint-laden dryer exhaust up into the attic, you've got to take it outside. So what you should do is only use solid metal piping, not flex ducting. Get it up in the attic and turn it 90 degrees and then run it across the floor, so to speak, above the joists and then out the sidewall of the house with a proper dryer vent termination on the outside of it. And, you know, the test is when you turn the dryer on, you look outside, you see the flap open up. You really don't want to have any restriction. It's very important you get that lint out because there's a lot of dryer fires that happen because people collect too much lint inside those pipes.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. All right?
Yeah, very good.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need, and they're going to handle the rest, start to finished. Download that Angie app today.
And just ahead, spring cleaning and organization go hand in hand. But if clutter is king in your house, we're going to share some tricks to help you clean the slate next.
You live in a money pit.
1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit Pavestone.com. That's Pavestone.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as 1 day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as 1 day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as 1 day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-719-3102. 855-719-3102. That's 855-719-3102.
A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest from start to finish or connect you to a top pro who can. So start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download that free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, we want to get you expert help for the care and feeding of your home and help you create that best home ever. Yeah, I joke about care and feeding with your home because
basically your house is like your biggest kid, and, you know, you feed them and take care of them for their whole lives, so got to do the same darn thing with your house.
Yeah, and a lot of times they just don't listen, you know?
Yeah, and then they never move out, which I guess you don't ever move out. Same difference, but you got to take good darn care of your house.
You can follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
All right, now we've got Lynn in Colorado who's got a tricky, leaky shower. Let's see if we can help her find it.
I had a plumber come out once, and he said the pipe and the bottom where it comes out of the shower doesn't always hook up right, so he siliconed it, and it didn't leak. But now once in a while it's leaking again. Of course, it's upstairs, so I see it on a ceiling, and I'm wondering, is there some kind of a liner you can put down the pipe like they do for sewage lines that go out?
You're talking about the supply pipes, or you're talking about the shower stall?
I'm talking about the stall, the drain pipe.
Do you have? Is it a tile shower pan, or is it a like a plastic shower?
Yeah, it's one of the insert ones.
Those pans can develop cracks in them, and you have to figure out where that crack is. One way to try to figure out at least how high on the pan the crack is if you block the drain of the pan and fill it up with water and see if it leaks. If it doesn't leak, then the pan's fine. The next thing you have to do is move up with your sort of analysis, and now you're going to get into the seams of it. If you've got existing caulk, what I would recommend as a first step is to remove that caulk using caulk softener, and that will allow you to strip out everything that's there and start clean with some new good quality bathroom caulk that's got a mildicide built into it. And I would just caulk very carefully every single seam and also around all the pipes and the faucets and the fixtures where they come through. Because sometimes you get direct leaks where water fills up in the pan and leaks. And a lot of times, though, with showers, you'll get leaks when the water bounces off your body, hits one of those seams, works its way in behind the wall and down. So I would take out the existing caulk, re-caulk it, and check the shower pan for leaks. And somewhere in that analysis, you'll probably figure out what's going on.
Okay.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, a cluttered home can definitely leave you feeling stressed out, but clearing the deck of clutter is not something that has to have a huge commitment of your time. We've got 5 clutter-busting tips that can help you take on these projects a little bit at a time, courtesy of the experts at HouseLogic.com. Now, first of all, let's commit to the rule of 5. Every time you get up from your desk or walk through a room, put away 5 things. Simple as that. Or each hour, devote 5 minutes to decluttering. And by the end of the day, you're going to have cleaned for an hour. That's pretty good.
Absolutely. Next, be ruthless about your kitchen sink. You want to pledge to clear and clean that sink every day. This takes a couple of seconds more to place a dish in the dishwasher than dump it in the sink. And a clean sink will instantly raise your spirits and decrease your anxiety.
All right, here's another one. Put your photos away. Return to yesteryear when only photos of ancestors or weddings earned a spot. You want to put snapshots in a family album, which immediately declutters a lot of surfaces. I do that. I constantly, like, swap out photos that are framed, and sometimes I have, you know, 5 on one counter, and then sometimes I only make it 1. So, you know, got to change things up.
Next, unburden your refrigerator door. You know, they're just not designed to hold 100 photographs or magnets or menus or whatever else you've got sort of buckled to it. Unburden that door. Researchers found correlations between the number of items stuck to a fridge door and the amount of clutter throughout the house. So I guess if you've got a cluttered house, you probably have a cluttered fridge door, so you ought to be able to clear that slate as well.
And here's one that I use on the kids all the time. Test whether or not you're going to miss it. So take the things that you want to get rid of and, you know, hide them away. Put them in a box. Put them in a bag, whatever, and stash it away for 6 months, a year. If you don't go looking for it or if the kids don't ask where whatever is, they don't need it. You can get rid of it. It's definitely a good rule of thumb.
Yeah, and there's another sort of half step for that I read about. You could label another box for things that you want to keep, but not just look at. You could call that hide. put that away. At least you know you're not going to throw it out, but at least it's out of sight and maybe out of mind and make things look a lot neater inside your house.
Tim in Virginia is dealing with some stuck windows. Tell us what's going on.
I run into an issue a lot of times with some of the older homes that I have with the windows. For some reason, they are painted shut or nailed shut. But I'd like to know how I can resolve that, as well as some of these windows being dual pane windows with condensation already in them. Next to replacing them, what can I do to resolve that problem?
All right, two separate issues. First of all, I presume we're talking about old wood windows being painted shut. Is that correct?
That is correct.
You're going to need three things. You're going to need a putty knife, a wood block, and a hammer. Here's what you do. First of all, you take the putty knife and you run it in between the wood window sash and the frame all the way around as many places as you can. Wherever you can get that in there, wiggle it in there. That will free it up. And you take the block of wood and from the inside, you put it on top of the sash and you take the hammer and you make a quick rap where you're actually driving the window down as if you're trying to close it more. Do that on both sides, on both ends. And what that quick wrap does is it tends to break the paint seam that's sticking it to the sides. So if you run the putty knife around and you take the block of wood, give it a quick wrap downward, that should free up the bottom sash. A lot of people try to get their hands under the window and like push up. That tends to pull the wood frame of the window apart. But if you give it a shot down, which is somewhat counterintuitive, that works very well. Now, as far as the windows that you're dealing with that are thermal pane and the seals are failed, can't do anything about that. When they're failed, they're failed. And those windows would have to be replaced if you want them to be clear again.
Okay. All right. I will certainly put that to use probably within the next week or so with the new unit that I just purchased. Thank you so very much.
Joyce in Rhode Island, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have an in-law apartment, and someone who was living there for a while was smoking. And we wanted to do whatever we could to get the smell of the smoke out of the apartment.
Do you have wall-to-wall carpet in there?
There is.
Yeah, that's going to be a bit of a problem because I'm sure the odor is into that carpet. So a couple of things you could do. First of all, if you're going to paint the apartment, you're going to want to prime all the walls first. Well, first of all, wash them down, then prime them with a good quality primer, then paint them. That will help seal in what's gotten into the walls. As far as the carpet, a good, thorough, deep steam cleaning of that. You may have to go over it a number of times to try to get as much dirt and debris and odor out of that carpet as possible. I mean, the best thing, if we have situations where this is a real problem, the carpet's kind of worn, we'll tell people to take it up and prime the subfloor underneath, believe it or not, to make sure we really seal out any of those odors that have soaked into the wood. But if you prime and paint the walls and if you steam clean the carpet, that's probably the best you can do. What about furniture? Is this place furnished? Do you still have the old furniture in there that the smoker lived with?
The only furniture that's really in there is a leather living room set.
Leslie, what do you think about that? Will the smoke odor go through the leather and get into the cushions?
You know, leather's such a natural surface that it is porous in its own right, and it depends on what the cushioning is on the inside. You know, you really have to be careful, and of course you can't really thoroughly clean leather because of its, you know, inherent natural qualities. You don't want it to stain. You might want to see what those cushions are like on the inside. Take out the inserts. If you can replace those, that could be a huge help.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Up next, while it might still feel like winter outside, spring is on the way, and that means the busy spring lawn and garden jobs that need to be done now, whether you're ready or not.
That's right. Up next, we're going to share some tips to help you get a jump start on those landscaping projects in today's Home Solution Tip, presented by Angie.
You live in a body pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, featuring mouth-watering sandwiches, French dip, Philly, tri-tip, New York steak, tri-nami, a combination of tri-tip and pastrami. Bite into a mouthful of flavor with a peanut butter and jalapeno jelly burger or the jalapeno bacon ranch burger. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Our food speaks for itself. Call 530-691-4333. That's 530-691-4333.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH-authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
This is Carl Bott. Join me April 23rd at the Wind River Event Center for the 28th Annual Reading Chapter of Safari Club International Banquet. Dinner, games, auctions, raffles, and more. Win hunting trips, guns, artwork, hunting and outdoor gear during the banquet. Someone will win a safe and two guns. For more information and tickets, go to sciredding.org or call 530-474-5075.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we're here to help you create your best home ever. So whether that's a quick fix or a big project, we can help you save time, money, and hassles.
Mark in West Virginia is on the line with a roofing question. How can we help you today?
I was just wondering if I could put a metal roof over top a shingle roof without removing the shingled roof.
Well, you can, but why do you want to do that, Mark? It's kind of sloppy.
I've never worked with metal. I didn't know if you could do it that way. Because you can shingle over. I know, asphalt shingles, you could put another layer over top of it. Just getting rid of them, the hassle of getting rid of them at a landfill.
Technically, you can, but I just think it's going to be a neater, cleaner, more professional job if you take off the asphalt shingles, and they're not that hard to remove.
Yeah, and you don't know how many layers are underneath your existing roof. Plus, I don't know really, but I'm imagining that a metal roof is going to have some weight to it. And, why put that extra stress on the structure? And it's a lifetime roof. You're looking at 50 years on a metal roof. So
how about cutting it? Any special tools? You have any ideas?
Yeah, it's all done with shears. And
yeah.
You can, you can use hand shears and you can use power shears. But, when you work with that stuff all the time, you have the tools that you need to do that. But that's what you're going to have to cut it with.
Well, thanks. Thank you for the info, and I appreciate it.
Amy and I was on the line with a question about a dirt basement. Tell us what's going on.
Hi. I recently had purchased an old farmhouse, and in the basement it has a dirt floor. And I was wondering if I should lay concrete on it or if I could lay that thick plastic and put gravel on top to help with the radon and try to keep some of the heat in there.
Do you know that you have a radon problem?
Well, I don't. They talk about it in Iowa being an issue, and with it being a dirt floor, I didn't know if that was something I should have tested first or go ahead and just lay the plastic in the rock and be...
I would definitely test because you don't know what you're dealing with. You may have to put stone down and then put a concrete floor and then do a ventilation system where you draw the gas up off from underneath the concrete. So the first thing you have to do is test. So do it yourself or hire somebody and do it right. The testing has to be done under closed building conditions with all the windows and doors closed except for a normal exit and entry. And find out what you're dealing with, and then you could take the appropriate steps after that. But don't just put it down, thinking that if you have a radon problem, it's going to solve it, because, frankly, it may not.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your help.
Well, as the saying goes, the early bird gets the worm, and that holds true for spring landscaping projects, too. We're going to help you get ready right now in today's Home Solution Tip presented by Angie.
That's right. If you wait until the warm weather is here, you're not going to be able to achieve all of your dream goals for your outdoor spaces. Starting now by picking your materials and your team will set you on that road to success.
Now, first up, remember that researching and planning has to be done first, and early spring is the best time to do just that. So start looking into plants you're interested in and think about trouble spots in your yard that you'd like to improve.
All right. Second, you've got to build your team. Don't wait until the busy season to start talking with a contractor. They get busy in the spring as well. So get them while they've got the time to work with you and book your project early.
And third, once you've done your early planning, it's smart to line up all the landscaping products you need. So head on out to your local garden store or nursery early for the best selections and order materials early so they have time to be delivered.
You're going to find these and other great tips to make your spring landscaping project a success in the Solution Center at Angie.com.
And that's today's Home Solution Tip presented by Angie. When it comes to home projects, they know you want to nail it every time. And Angie does that heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today.
Scott in Michigan is on the line with a garage door that just loves to stay frozen shut. Tell us what's going on.
We have half of our basement is our garage. So on three sides, there's two sides are dirt, one side is the house, and then above is the house. Cars, we park two cars in there in the winter. Snow melts off the cars, ends up freezing the doors to the ground. So we end up salting and, getting the ice gone and then having to shovel it back out.
What kind of a seal do you have on the bottom of the garage doors?
They are old school wood doors, so they just have like a rubber seal on the bottom, nothing fancy. But since there's no center drain, it's sloped for the water to drain out the front of the doors.
Have you thought about replacing those rubber gaskets?
Yep, and that's what we're kind of at the thing where we need to replace the doors because they're getting in worse shape every year. But we don't want to put the money into the doors if we're just going to, you know, put new seals on it. We're just going to hold the water inside then.
Well, I mean, rubber gaskets are designed not to stick to ice, so that might solve part of the problem here. And if you're thinking about new doors, just replacing the gaskets, if you want to buy yourself a year or so, is not going to add to a big expense. You know, we're talking about probably $20, $30 in gasket material here, and you can do the job yourself.
But do you think that would just hold the water inside and then it would just be an ice dam inside it and freeze?
No, it's not that much of a gasket. It'll let the water run wherever the water wants to run. It just, I don't think that doors will stick to it as well.
But how's the water, I guess, how's it going to get outside?
If the water is just sitting there, there's going to be no way for you to drain it and have it run outside. One thing that you could do is you could add garage tiles to the floor. Garage tiles are a floor made specifically for garages that sit up about a half inch or so off of the floor, or three quarters inch off of the floor. And those are good because the water will drain through the tiles and kind of sit below them until it evaporates away. There's a lot of different styles and colors online, and they can actually be quite attractive and look kind of cool as well.
Okay. Thank you.
What are you guys working on this spring weekend? You are listening to The Money Pit, which is broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, damaged wood can detract from your home's value, but to make that fix, you've got to know the cause. Like, is it rot? Is it termites? We're going to tell you how you can spot the difference in today's smart spending tip next.
You live in a body pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today, or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at SunTouch.com. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, you know what? You can listen when you want to the Money Pit when you follow the Money Pit podcast. You're going to get new episodes every Monday and every Thursday just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Ellie in Florida, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I just recently moved to Florida, and the house I bought, the water softener is broken because I believe it's because they had it outside the home. Every other house in my community has them in the garage, and mine, they for some reason, the water line is on the opposite side of the house than the garage. So it would be, I believe it would be a major thing to have the water line brought from one side of the house to the other so I could have it inside. And Sears tells me that I can have it put outside, but you have to have some kind of protective covering. Lowe's tells me that they don't sell any that go outdoors. And a private plumbing company is telling me that they have one that sells to put outside specifically. And other people are saying you don't even need one to go, don't even bother the expense. So I don't know what to do.
So, first of all, the question is, do you need a water softener or not?
Right. I mean, I looked online and, you know, I see the pros and cons.
Right. Well, I mean, if you're accustomed to a water softener and you eliminate it, you may find that you don't like that experience. You certainly could bypass the water softener just to see if you like the water. Is the water city water?
Well, it's not well water, so does that mean it is city water? I don't know.
Yeah, it's city water. If it's city water, you probably do not need a water softener.
Well, I don't think it is city water because people in Ocala, I think they told me that they don't need it. They have city water. I could be wrong. I'm not sure. But everybody in this development says you need it.
Ellie, the first thing you want to do is figure out if you've got city water. If you do, it's going to be treated. If you've got well water, then you do need probably a water conditioner as well as to have the water tested to make sure that it's safe. And that's something that should be done on an occasional basis. Now, in terms of the enclosures, given the fact that you're in Florida, we're not concerned about freezing pipes, I wouldn't be too concerned about putting it outside. I would want to have it enclosed. Now, how do you do that? Well, you either use one that's rated to be outside, and perhaps the water treatment company, the plumbing company, has one that has such a certification. It's designed for interior or exterior use, and that's fine. And if not, you're going to have to construct something or have something constructed or perhaps pick up a small shed or something of that nature where the equipment could be protected from the weather. But I think the first thing you need to do is determine whether or not you need it and determine what kind of water supply you have. If it's well water, get it tested. You can even have the hardness tested. You'll know exactly what you're dealing with. And if it's city water, then I think you could try bypassing the system you have right now and see if you like it. I hope that helps you out. Ellie, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, after a long, cold, wet winter, spring is the perfect time to check your home's exterior for damage. But how do you tell the difference between wood that's rotted and wood that's been damaged by insects? Either way, the wood's got to be repaired, but if insects are the attacker of that wood, you're also going to need to call in a pest professional to make sure that they don't come back.
Now, if the wood is rotted, it's going to look spongy, almost like cork. But if the wood's been attacked by wood-destroying insects, that damage is going to have a definite pattern to it. So think about the rings of a tree, right? You have the thin rings, and those are the hard, slow winter growth. And then you get the thick rings, which are the soft, fast summer growth. Now, both carpenter ants and termites will eat that soft summer growth and then leave that thin winter growth alone. So it'll be definitely a very distinct pattern in the type of damage. Plus, termites will also leave some mud or sand behind because they use that sand to build tunnels that help keep them protected while they go about munching away. It helps keep them moist and protected from the sun.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Thank you so much, termites.
It's their outside coat.
Here's one more tip when it comes to wood rot damage. Many people refer to this as dry rot, but that's really a misnomer. Dry rot is nothing more than rotted wood that has dried out. So rot needs moisture to develop, and besides the repair, you're going to need to protect that wood with a proper finish to keep it from happening again and, well, again and again. All right, now we've got Jim on the line from Ohio who's dealing with a high water table.
Hi, our sump pump runs like crazy, and we've tried to make sure that the drainage is a little far away from the foundation. We even went so far as to get the basin sealed, waterproofed, all that stuff, which I think we wasted our money on, but nonetheless, sump pump runs like crazy. All these things have been addressed. It's just, and everybody says around here, it is a hugely high water table, if that makes sense.
So does your basement leak more after hard rain?
Nope.
So the rainfall is consistent?
Right.
So this could be the unique situation where you really truly do have a high water table. If you get basement leakage and precipitation that is worse after snowmelt or rainfall, then it's almost always gutter problems or problems with drainage, angle of the grade, that sort of thing.
Right, right. As a matter of fact, we took your advice from past shows and I had all that stuff addressed because it is such a common issue, but this is the oddball. You know, leave it to us to have the oddball.
If you truly do have a high water table and you have a subsurface drainage system in below the floor of the basement, then that's pretty much all that you really can or should be doing right now. Is the water evidencing itself in some way? Is it coming up beyond the floor?
No. It stays in the sump well, but I know my pump's not going to last forever. We've gone through 7 or 8 of them in 12 years.
Take a look at the pumps that are made by Wayne, the Wayne Pump Company. They make really good pumps that, in fact, they have pumps that are auto-reversing so that if they do get clogged, that they will reverse themselves to kind of spit out the clog and then come back on again.
Oh, okay. Awesome. You guys rock.
Thanks so much for joining us this weekend here on The Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Well, when it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every single time. Angie is going to do the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, do you have wood siding or a wood fence that needs to be stained for the season? We're going to share some tips next.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Reading is already heating up. Book your travel now to the Pacific Northwest with Alaska Airlines and enjoy daily nonstop service from Reading to Seattle. You can enjoy a cool weekend in Seattle or connect with Alaska Airlines to anywhere in the world with the One World Alliance. Dreaming about that Alaskan cruise? Fly direct and sail away. At Alaska Air, they care a lot. Check out great places to travel and book your next trip now at alaskaair.com/Reading.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
RC from Tobacco & Brew here, introducing this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Perla del Mar, a gem of a smoke. The Perla del Mar features special, hand-selected, aged binder and long filler from four distinct regions of Nicaragua. Smooth, lush flavor with a complex but balanced smoking experience. Perla del Mar. Get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Actually, you always recommend a primer, which I always think is interesting because when I think of primer, I strictly think of for paint usage. I've never thought about it for a staining.
No, I think it's smart to prime it because cedar especially has sort of a tannin in it, which is like an oil. And if you prime it, it seals it in, which is good. And you'll get better adhesion. And frankly, the stain will last a lot longer if you prime it first. If you're not doing white or light color like that, you can actually tint the primer to match the color of the stain, which will make the coverage even greater.
All right, Miriam, good luck with what seems like brand new siding on your awesome house. All right, next up we've got a post from Robbie who writes, I don't think the attic fan has stopped running since I bought my house last year. I adjusted the temperature to 110. It was at 60, but this fan also has a humidistat, and it just still keeps running.
Huh. That's kind of odd. I can't imagine why the fan has a humidity control, because it's not like you can effectively pull the humidity out of the house that way.
Which is probably why it keeps running.
Yeah. It could also be dangerous, because if that fan came on during the heating season, which it could, because think of a cold, damp day, it would still be humid. It could actually depressurize the house and then draw combustion gas from the furnace into the house instead of letting it go up the chimney, which could be super dangerous. So my advice would be to disconnect it, and here's why. Because attic fans are seldom the most efficient way to vent an attic. They will pull air not only from the attic but also from your house, where they're going to steal air conditioning, or in your case, heated air. So it's going to be expensive to run. I would recommend that you replace it with a continuous ridge and soffit ventilation system. That's something, when properly installed, it pretty much runs 24/7. It's going to take heat and moisture out in the summer, and of course also take out the humidity and that cold damp in the winter. So you're much better off without it.
All right, Robbie, I hope that helps you out, because something running constantly like that, first of all, is going to cost you a ton of money, but is absolutely unnecessary. So good luck with your new house.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hope you guys are enjoying the spring day where you are in the country. If you've got questions on spring home improvement projects you'd like to get done inside or out, remember, you can reach us 24/7. Best way to do that is by going to moneypit.com/ask and downloading the Money Pit app. That's the fastest way to get the questions to us, and we will get you the answers just as quickly. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now,
now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Orrin Hatch, who became the longest-serving Republican senator in history as he represented Utah for more than four decades before retiring in 2019, died earlier today. A conservative on most economic and social issues, he nonetheless teamed with Democrats several times during his long career on a number of issues. Orrin Hatch was 88 years old. Former President Trump hit the hustings in Ohio this afternoon, stumping for local and statewide candidates ahead of November's midterms. Mr. Trump took aim at rising crime rates around the country, saying while he was in office, soldiers overseas were in less danger of being shot than citizens here living in American cities run by Democrats.
But you know what? For 18 months, we didn't have one soldier killed, not one. And yet in our Democrat-run cities, you have many people killed every week and you have people shot every week. Worse than Afghanistan by far. Hard to believe, right?
The event was held at the Delaware County Fairgrounds, a venue he visited during his 2016 campaign. Ukraine's president has a meeting in Kyiv tomorrow with Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Volodymyr Zelensky for weeks has been urging Western allies to send Ukraine more weapons to counter the Russian invasion. It's crunch time in France, where voters heading to the polls in the presidential runoff election.
Far-right nationalist Marine Le Pen has built her campaign on tapping into working-class frustrations on inflation and promising a tougher stance on immigration. Her opponent, French President Emmanuel Macron, has been dubbed President of the Rich, but has also pushed unemployment levels to its lowest ever during his 2017 to 2022 presidential term.
Karen Chamas reporting. Observers see the race closer than the 2017 race when Macron won in a landslide. More news at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A new Ebola case has been confirmed in Congo's northwest Equateur province.
Congo health officials are declaring an outbreak nearly 4 months after the last one ended in the Central African nation. The World Health Organization says the new case, a 31-year-old man from the city of Mbandaka. He began experiencing symptoms on April 5th. His family took care of him at home until he got too sick. He was admitted to an Ebola treatment center Thursday for intensive care, but died the same day. The WHO says time is not on our side. The disease has had a 2-week head start, and we're playing catch-up. I'm Julie Walker.
Militants in Afghanistan fired heavy weapons across the border into a Pakistani military outpost overnight. Three people were killed in the latest violence to rattle that volatile region. Make sure you check out the latest breaking news and read the best analysis at townhall.com. The Biden administration wants you to know there is now plenty of life-saving COVID Paxlovid pills to go around.
The Biden administration is advising doctors Pfizer's COVID-19 antiviral treatment is in ample supply and no longer needs to be rationed. Paxlovid has shown it can save lives and prevent serious disease if prescribed in a timely fashion. That's within 5 days of symptoms appearing. The pill was first approved in December, and the supply was initially very limited. But as COVID-19 cases across the country have fallen and manufacturing picked up, it's now far more abundant. The U.S. has ordered enough pills to treat 20 million people. That's estimated to last for several more months. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A Virginia school board decided against buying some new social study books because of concerns that one of the books encourages divisive teachings, including critical race theory. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Presented by the Angie app. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, welcome to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
This is episode 2199. Another almost milestone, Leslie. Almost ready to hit 2,200 episodes of this show.
Wowie zowie.
So I hope that we can help you, as we've helped so many others in the past, with the planning for your home improvement project. If you've got a job you want to get done, you don't know where to start, we can help. Start with us. If you've run into a problem, a tricky situation, if you need to involve a contractor, but you don't know if you're getting a good price or not, or even what to ask, all great questions to reach out to us with. You can do that by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, if you are hoping for a lush green lawn for the entire season, now is the perfect time to set up your sprinkler system for success. We'll explain how to dial it in for water efficiency and effectiveness.
And also ahead, building a fence is a great way to improve your home's curb appeal, your home value, and keep out the wildlife. Whether it's a project you want to do yourself or one that you'd plan to hire out, we're going to share 5 tips to help make sure your fence project is a success.
And mulch is an important element to any spring garden or landscape plan, but how much mulch is too much mulch? We're going to share tips, including an important caution about one popular type of mulch you should avoid at all costs because it can grow fungus that sticks to your house and your car and be almost impossible to get rid of.
Blah, that definitely is a yucky situation. But whatever you guys are working on, whatever it is, we want to hear from you. Let us know what you're working on this weekend, what you're hoping to tackle this spring and summer season, everything that you've got going on, your plans, your dreams for your home. Let us know so we can give you a hand.
That's right, because this show is all about the care and feeding of your home. We can help you make smart decisions and create your best home ever. So let's start doing that right now. Leslie, who's first?
Heidi in North Carolina is on the line with an electrical problem. How can we help you today?
Well, I have a kind of a two-part question. I have an older home. It's about 68 years old. We paid an electrician to come in when we converted over to a heat pump from an oil furnace to up our service. And we have an old fuse box that are the screw-in type fuses. And when he put the system in, the new electrical box, he was supposed to convert everything over into the new electrical box, and he left the little electrical box, the little fuse box in my kitchen. And unfortunately, he put the new electrical box on the outside of my house. I would be okay, except I'm a single woman and I don't, you know, safety reasons, I don't think it's really smart, considering I have a full-size basement that could easily be put in. So do I need to, I mean, I would never call this guy again, for lots of reasons, but do I need to pay somebody else to come in and convert that last part of my home into this other fuse box? Or, you know, these little fuses are hard to find, and, you know, when they blow.
So it's definitely an active panel, right, the fuse panel?
Oh, it's active, yes, sir.
Okay. So that's called a sub-panel, and that's going to be a sub-panel from the main panel. You said the main panel is now in the basement, or the main panel's outside?
It's outside. We have a full basement, and why he put it outside, I have no clue, but he put the main panel.
Yeah, that makes no sense, because the only time you usually see full panels outside is maybe a condominium situation, and then they're in utility closets. So I can't imagine why that was done that way. It doesn't make sense. It sounds to me like you do need a better electrician to come in and take care of this. If it makes you feel any better, the fact that you have a fuse box does not mean that it's unsafe. Fuses are actually quite safe if it's the right size fuse matched against the wire that's hooked up to that circuit. And so to know if that's the case, somebody has to open the panel and say, okay, this is number 14 wire, so it's a 15 amp fuse, and this is number 12 wire, so it's a 20 amp fuse, and so on, and physically write that like right above the fuse on the panel so you know what size to put in there. Because it's too easy with a fuse box to put in a 20 amp fuse on a wire that's only rated for 15 amps, then of course that's potentially unsafe. So it does sound like you need another electrician. It's obviously not a do-it-yourself project. And unless there's some compelling code reason in your part of the country to put that outside, I don't understand why they would have done that. And, you know, you could consider rerunning it back to the inside. And unfortunately, that's kind of where we're at. It's not an easy fix. It's one that's going to require the investment of a good electrician.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Heidi. Thank you for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Mike in Minnesota is dealing with a tumble lint, if you'd like to call it that. Lint blowing out a dryer vent. Welcome, Mike.
So I've got a dryer vent that directly vents through the exterior wall that it sits against. So there's not much ductwork involved. My problem is that the vent sits 12 inches up from our deck surface, right in the middle, and it just makes an awful mess. So I'd really like to put in some type of maybe secondary capture system, or maybe even reroute it on the exterior of the house. I should also let you know that I have three teenage daughters and a wife, so doing less laundry doesn't isn't really a popular solution at my house.
One solution could be just a clothesline, you know, do anything around.
I'll offer that one up to my wife, too, and see how that goes.
There you go. See how far that gets us. Well, look, the good news is that having a dryer vent that's so close to an exterior wall like that means that your clothes dry as efficiently as possible. Because if you try to route this anywhere else but directly out, it's going to take a lot longer for those clothes to dry. Plus, you have the added hassle of needing to maintain the dryer exhaust duct, because it will, continually build up with lint and have to be clean. So it's clearly a trade-off. I don't think that anything that traps lint is going to be a good thing. It could cause a fire, actually. I mean, the fact that it's venting out is what it's supposed to do. Does the dryer lint vent work well inside the machine? Because it would seem to me that if the lint trap is working well inside the machine, you shouldn't be getting as much lint in the dryer exhaust duct.
Well, that's what I expected, too, and it's a new dryer, and certainly it's capturing a lot, too.
Well, if you did rerun it, where would you go?
Well, I thought about putting it just below the deck, which is about 12 inches down, but I have a basement window there, and it would just make a mess of the window. The only other option I'd have is to run it along basically the floor of the deck. Maybe it would probably take about 8 feet or so before I got away from the deck. But that would be a sharp right turn.
Well, here's what I would think about. I would think about how many turns you need to make starting at the machine to get that to happen.
So if you come off the machine and you take one elbow down and then you go into the floor, you take another elbow out, you're essentially making a U-turn, and then that warm, moist air has to travel all that distance to get out. So is it possible? Yeah, it's not going to be as efficient. So that's your trade-off. And by the way, keep in mind that with most dryers, you can actually move the dryer vent. For example, I have a dryer that I'm reconfiguring right now that has a dryer exhaust duct out the back. But I noticed that the side of the dryers had punch-outs, holes for it. And so I just looked up online, and the installation instructions showed me how to rerun the duct coming out the side of the machine so that I could vent it quicker to an exterior wall than having to go down through a floor.
Oh, okay. That might be an option, too.
So consider that you may be able to come out of the dryer in a different direction.
Okay.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, if you're hoping for a lush green lawn for the season, now's the right time to set up your sprinkler system. We're going to share tips to do just that in today's Smart Spending Tip when the Money Pit returns.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
You live in a money pit.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. That's 800-472-4286.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Listen to the Money Pit when you want on your schedule when you follow the Money Pit podcast. You're going to get new episodes every Monday and every Thursday, so lots of great ideas to tackle over the weekend and, quite frankly, give you all the help you need for your next home improvement adventure.
You can follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Donna in Washington, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I live in an old, not as two-story cedar shingle house. And anyway, years ago, I used to be able to put Olympic stain on it, and I kept it stained, but then they changed the law where I couldn't use stain anymore. So it was painted in the late, oh, probably 99. Well, now the paint started peeling, so I had one of my sons came and pressure washed it. This is about 2 years ago now. But he couldn't get all the paint off. And it's flaky, and it's because of the shingles and these little grooves, you can't get it all out. And I live in a two-tone house, a brown stain where the paint's peeling and the green where the paint's not peeling. And it looks terrible. And I've phoned two different contractors and gave them the address, and they must have just come by and looked at it, and they never even called back, let alone stopped by.
Chased them off, huh?
Yeah. Yes, plus they have to have a special license because the house is so old, it has to be in this state anyway. It costs them thousands and thousands of dollars because in case there's lead outside in the paint, well, it was stained, not painted.
So, you know, aside from all the drama associating with this, it's really quite a basic problem. When you have all of these layers of paint that are on the material over all of these years, at some point you're going to lose adhesion to the original substrate, which is the cedar. The only solution in that case is to remove the paint to get down to the originally natural wood. So pressure washing it is fine for the loose stuff, but beyond that, you've got to scrape and sand because you've got to get some of that natural wood to kind of show itself through the remaining stained areas that are painted, because once it's ready, truly ready, where you've got all the loose stuff off and your surface has been abraded properly, then you can apply an oil-based primer. And the purpose of the primer is kind of a layer. It has different qualities than paint. Primer is the glue that makes the paint stick. And so if you use an oil-based primer on there, you'll get very good adhesion to the cedar. Once that thoroughly dries, then you can paint on top of that. And the top coat of paint does not have to be oil-based, but the primer does. That's what's going to give the adhesion. But you can't just keep putting good paint over bad paint. Otherwise, the problem of peeling will just continue to repeat itself. Does that make sense, Donna?
Okay. Thank you.
Dennis in Wyoming is on the line and has a question about a backer board. What can we do for you?
Yes. I just wondered your opinion on the green board being used behind a thermoplastic shower wall. I'm installing a shower in an alcove.
Okay.
And they sent me the base, and then I've got these three walls that I have to glue.
Usually it's that kind of a liner. It usually goes on top of tile. Can you put it over a green board? Well, the problem with the green board is it's not very water resistant. I mean, it's more water resistant than regular drywall, but it's not terribly water resistant. It's designed to be a tile backer. So I would say if you're going to do it, it's probably okay, but just don't kid yourself into thinking this is something that's going to last for more than a few years or maybe 10 years max. But I would be very careful to silicone seal all of the seams so you don't have water that goes through the seams of that shower enclosure and saturate through the green board, because it will sort of soften up and rot out.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Dennis. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you're hoping for a lush green lawn for the entire season, now actually is the perfect time to set up your sprinkler system. But before you do that, it's important that the system is tested and adjusted so that you avoid wasting water. Now, first of all, each zone has got to be checked for leaks. Even if it worked well last year, sprinklers can definitely very easily be damaged during the freezing winter weather. Even a pin-sized leak of about 1/32 of an inch in diameter, about the thickness of a dime, that alone can waste 6,300 gallons of water per month. That's huge.
Absolutely. Now, besides checking for leaks, there are a few more ways you can save on water. First, obviously, water only when your lawn needs it. Now, a smart sprinkler controller can do this for you. The way it works is it tracks the weather, and it runs the sprinklers only when they're truly needed. So that's a really nice way to save money through the entire season.
Now, you also want to make sure that you water during the coolest part of the day. The morning is definitely best, and doing so in the morning is going to help prevent fungus from growing and will also minimize evaporation, and that occurs when you water in the hot sun. You know, water the lawn, sun is burning on it, it's going to just go away before it gets a chance to get to the roots.
Now, double check that your sprinkler heads aren't spraying onto your sidewalk or driveway, too. It's very easy for a sprinkler head to get knocked loose or jolted by a lawnmower or maybe by the kids or pets playing in the yard. If you water your sidewalk, the only thing that's going to grow is your water bill.
Now, next, you want to put a fresh layer of mulch around your trees and your plants, and that's going to help keep that soil moist and prevent evaporation. Definitely important.
And by the way, when you cut your lawn, you want to set the blades about one notch higher than usual because that helps keep the grass blades longer and it provides shade to the roots and prevents really greater evaporation. So don't be in such a, you know, hurry to cut all the grass right down to the nubs because that's just going to end up with a really weedy, dried out looking lawn. Cut it high, cut it often, and that's the best way to have a lush green lawn for the season.
Now we're going to Arkansas, where Deborah's on the line, thinking there might be some mold in her money pit. Tell us what you're seeing.
The last rain that we had, water got in one of my bedrooms, and once the water got in, I noticed that there was black spots on it, which was mold that was on there, and I was just inquiring about should I get someone to come out and clean that, or if I would be able to clean that myself.
Have you fixed the leak yet, Deborah?
No, I have not fixed that.
Okay, so the first thing you need to do is fix the leak, because if you don't fix the leak, it's just going to come back over and over and over again. So do that first off. Secondly, with respect to the mold, I would spray a bleach and water solution on that, about one-third bleach, two-thirds water. Protect the surrounding area so you don't stain the carpet or the furniture or anything like that. Let it sit for a good 15 or 20 minutes, and then you can clean it up after that, rinse it off and clean off the wall after that. And then I'd spray a product called Concrobium Mold Control over that, which will leave sort of like a residue behind that will stop any future mold from growing. But there's no sense doing all that if you still have a leak, because that leak's going to cause the mold to keep growing. So fix the leak first, then get rid of the mold after that. Okay, Deb?
Okay. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Now I've got Doug in Virginia on the line with a siding question. How can we help you?
Yes, I've got my son's house has some vinyl siding on it, and the folks that owned it before he did were patching something with some of the spray foam insulation, the crack filler stuff, and it oozed out all over the siding. So I know I can go back and cut it loose, cut what's extra stuff, but when I get down close to the vinyl, what can I clean the residue off with to make it clean without damaging the vinyl?
It's very difficult because you get those foams are usually polyurethane and they have real adhesive qualities to it, real adhesive. So what you can do is try to gently scrape it off with a putty knife, but make sure you use an older one is better because it won't be quite so sharp. And very carefully do that. And then I've stripped off some errant foam with WD-40 as the solvent. So you might want to try that with a Scotch pad, because Scotch pad is not abrasive. But you could spray the siding with the WD-40 and then work the Scotch pad back and forth. You may find that you pull off some of that residue. It really depends on, you know, what kind of foam it is. But you're right, once it's dried, cut as much of it off and then try to abrade the rest of it off, but do so with a mind not to damage the siding.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a try. WD-40.
Yep, try it. It's one of the 1,000 uses for that stuff. Yeah, they say you only need two things in your toolkit, WD-40 and duct tape. They're pretty close.
Then I can go over the whole back of the house with WD-40 to revitalize.
Well, I wouldn't.
The vinyl,
if it's the whole back of the house, I mean, you're talking about spot cleaning, okay? But if it's the whole back of the house, then I think you got a bigger problem. I think you're looking at new siding.
But would I get an oily spot when I use the WD-40 that would look different than the rest of it?
You will, but soap and water will take it away.
I guess that'll fade, yeah.
That's why it's good for only, like, a little spot.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming to you from the Angie Studios. Let Angie take your home projects from start to finished. Download the app today. Hey, do you want to build a fence to improve your value and keep out the wildlife? Well, we're going to share 5 tips to help make sure your fence project is a success next.
888 Money Pit.
Thank you. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Shasta High School Music Department presents their 53rd annual musical Fiddler on the Roof, a story about the struggles to balance tradition and culture while allowing growth in a small Eastern European village. Production dates are May 5th through the 7th and May 12th through the 14th in Reading. This Tony Award-winning show will include famous music from a live orchestra. Reserved seating tickets are $20 and opening weekend tickets for K-12 students are only $5. For more information, visit ShastaHighChoir.com or call 530-341-2988.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is Carl Bott. Join me April 23rd at the Wind River Event Center for the 28th Annual Reading Chapter of Safari Club International Banquet. Dinner, games, auctions, raffles, and more. Win hunting trips, guns, artwork, hunting and outdoor gear during the banquet. Someone will win a safe and two guns. For more information and tickets, go to sciredding.org or call 530-474-5075.
is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. From bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we are here to share non-biased expertise to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence. Reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
All right, now we've got Diane in Massachusetts on the line with a noise question. What's going on at your money pit?
I did the house 12 years ago, and I had blown-in insulation put in 3 years. And the house is noisy. I can hear a humming. It's annoying. It's a buzzing. I don't know why, after doing all of this surrounding the house and trying to keep it warm, I would hear a humming, a resonance in the house.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's got to be a reason for this, and it's going to take some real detective work to figure it out. I'll give you an example from my own home. You know, we recently, I'd mentioned earlier on the show, put in spray foam insulation and sealed up the attic. It's never been warmer in the house as a result of it. But in one part of the house, it still was technically a conditioned attic. So by code, we were required to leave some vents in that attic. Now, it ended up that it was so tight in that attic space, even with the vent, that whenever the wind blew, we'd get this really weird, almost like haunting sound. You know, when you were a kid and you took an old bottle and you blew it across the top of it and made a big deep sound with it?
Yeah.
Like a big jug? Well, that's what it sounds like when the air blows across this vent. And it makes a really weird sort of vibrating sound in that part of the house. Until I figured it out, I was really scratching my head. So there's always a reason for this. In our case, it was a vent. In your case, it could be plumbing. Very often we get noises in homes that are sourced from plumbing. Sometimes when you run hot or cold water, pipes will expand or contract and cause sort of like a cricking sound that will vibrate through the entire length of the pipe and amplify itself as a result. It could be electrical. If there's outlets or panel boxes in those parts of the house, they definitely should be inspected to make sure that nothing is disintegrating inside that electrical area. There's nothing about adding blown-in insulation that will cause a noise. So the source must be somewhere else that you're going to have to dig into a bit more, Diane, before you'll know what to do about it. But I would trust your instincts. If you're hearing it, it definitely exists. Sometimes people think they're going nuts. But I got to tell you, there's a reason for that, but it's definitely going to take some detective work to get to the bottom of it.
Okay, you coming over?
All right, well, you put on the coffee, and next time I'm up in Massachusetts, we'll stop by. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, building a fence is a great way to improve your home's value, your curb appeal. It keeps the wildlife out. So whether it's a project that you want to do yourself or one that you're planning to hire out for, we're going to share 5 tips to help make sure that your fence project is a success.
Now, first up, plan your fence carefully. There's nothing worse than an ongoing neighborhood feud that's caused by a fence that's built on the wrong side of a property line. So know exactly where your lines are drawn. Give your neighbors a heads up to avoid any hard feelings.
Now, next, you need to make sure that you're making your fence a legal project, because while not all fencing is going to require a permit, it's definitely worth checking with your local officials just to be sure. Some towns do have strict guidelines for fence height, material selection, picket spacing, post hole footings, and minimum setback distance from the sidewalk or street. So better find out first before you're doing a project 2 or 3 times until you get it right.
Now, depending on your tolerance for maintenance, you want to think about your materials, because fencing is available in a big wide range of materials. I mean, you can go with natural and pressure-treated woods, composites, vinyl, and metal. In addition to the look you like, consider the upkeep that's required by that fence selection, because natural wood, obviously, comes with the biggest ongoing demands, but maybe vinyl, not so much, although vinyl's a heck of a lot more expensive. So it really is a balancing act. Choose the one that's best for you.
All right. Now, once you've got all your things selected, you want to make sure that you're setting those fence posts properly. So to make sure that that fence is going to last, it's super important to set those posts right.
Now, setting posts in concrete is a great way to go, but you don't have to order pre-mixed concrete or even mix it yourself. Quikrete actually has a fast-setting product. You're going to find it in the red bag, and all you do is pour the dry mix around the post, and then you water the hole, like literally just pour water into the hole with the mix, and it's going to set hard in about an hour, and those posts will be totally locked in place.
And finally, remember, the good side of the fence has to face out. Fencing like board on board is designed to look good on both sides, but if you get like stockade fence, that has only one finished side, and that is the side you need to face your neighbor. You don't get to look at the pretty side. You have to have the neighborhood look at the pretty side. So remember, if you don't do that, you could get yourself in trouble with your local building or zoning departments, and they could make you take the whole darn thing out. So good side has to face out. Good fences make good neighbors, but only if they're installed right, and now you know how to do just that.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on this spring weekend? Well, whatever it is, let us give you a hand. Coming up, are you ready to add some mulch to your landscape? We're going to share some tips for that project, including one type of mulch to definitely avoid. Well, I mean, unless you want to see fungus growing all over the house and the car and basically creating a giant mess. We're going to explain when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top pro who can. So you can start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeitchCoatings.com. That's DAICH Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you need some help with a renovation, a repair, maybe even a decorating project? Well, post your question at moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask.
And the Money Pit is coming to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. So download the Angie app today.
All right, we've got Ted on the line who's noticing a musty smell in the basement. What's going on?
I have a finished basement that's carpeted, and I live in a townhome. And it has a musty smell, and I can't get rid of it no matter what I do.
Is the basement heated and cooled?
It is, yes. I actually have the heat turned on down there now, and I usually turn the air on in the summertime. And on nice days, I open the windows and let the windows stay open all day long.
Do you have a dehumidifier?
I do not.
Well, generally when you get a musty smell, it's because of moisture, and sometimes the moisture settles into carpet and furnishings and can exacerbate it. But if you reduce the moisture and the humidity, that will sometimes improve it. So in a basement, you could do that with something called a whole house dehumidifier, which is actually something that can be added onto the HVAC system, and it will take out these whole house dehumidifiers can take out like 100 pints of water a day. They work really, really efficiently. And it's not the kind of thing where you have to dump it or anything like that. It just goes to a pump and gets pumped right outside. The other thing that you can do is to improve the drainage conditions outside your house, because believe it or not, if you extend gutters away from the house, if you slope soil away from the house, there's a lot less water that collects at the foundation perimeter and ends up getting into your house and raising that humidity level. If you manage the moisture at the foundation perimeter and add a dehumidifier, you'll find that it goes a long way towards reducing that amount of humidity. And then finally, I would check the HVAC system to make sure you have a good quality return vent in the basement, because you don't just want supplies, you want returns too, so it pulls that moist air back into the system. And as it goes through the system and heats up or goes across the air conditioning coil and condenses, you'll be pulling more moisture out that way as well. Okay?
Okay, great. I'll give it a shot.
All right, Ted, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, mulch can give your lawn a nice, clean, finished look, but did you know that mulch is very beneficial to your plants and soil as well? So here's how it works. Mulch actually really does a lot of things for the landscaping beds. It reduces surface evaporation of moisture from the soil. It protects shallow-rooted plants. It discourages weed growth, and it also improves water penetration.
Now, you can mulch any time of the year. The areas to be mulched should be cleared of all weeds and leaves and grass, and use at least 3 inches of mulch for an effective covering. If you live in a warmer climate, maybe even go so much as to add 6 inches.
Now, when it comes to materials, you're going to find there are many choices of mulch, and it really comes down to appearance more than cost. You can find both natural and man-made materials, you know, anything from wood to stone to rubber, so lots of options out there.
And here's an important tip. With natural mulch, please stay away from the shredded type. And here's why. Because the shredded mulch could contain a type of fungus called artillery fungus. And it's called that because when it grows, it looks kind of like buckshot hit your house or your car, with little black specks everywhere. And the problem is it can be really, really hard to remove. Sometimes it's almost impossible, especially if you have like a vinyl-sided house. We find that it's very common in the shredded mulch, but not so much in the solid when it's a fully chipped mulch or the bark mulch. So just stay away from the shredded type, and you should be good on that.
Joyce in Missouri is on the line with a floor finishing question. How can we help you?
I do have a question about my hardwood. It's the old solid hardwood from this put down back in the 50s. I love it, and I refinished it probably about 15 to 17 years ago. And with the time and traffic, the top is wearing now, and I need to sand it down and resurface it. And when I did it then, I used gem seal. But I want to know what would be the best product that would be long-term lasting and something that would be user-friendly for an individual.
Okay, so first of all, in terms of the sanding it down part, does the floor have any really severe wear, or is it just the finish that's worn?
Just the finish.
So you don't have to sand it down all the way. What you can do is you can basically just lightly sand the surface. There is a machine called a U-Sand machine, which is like an abrasive disc sander that you can rent at a home center or a hardware store. It has like four abrasive discs in it. It does have like a vacuum system built in, so it doesn't leave dust all over the place, but it won't wear down the wood too much. It'll just sort of take that top layer of finish off and get it ready to be refinished. Because with hardwood floors, you don't want to sand them completely down if you don't have to, because that takes many years off their life when you take all that finish off down the raw wood. It's really not necessary. And then after you sand it, then you can apply an oil-based polyurethane. So not water-based, but oil-based. Not acrylic-based, but oil-based. And you're going to apply that with what's called a lamb's wool applicator. It's kind of like a mop. And you dip it into a paint tray. You apply it in very smooth, even coats. Start on one end, work your way out the door, and then leave for a good 4 or 5, 6 hours, depending on the weather.
Okay, with the windows open.
Yeah. If it's a nice dry day and the windows are open, that's the best thing. But just remember, whatever it says for drying time on the can, at least double it, because it tends to be a bit sticky for a while.
Okay, so an oil-based polyurethane and a lamb's wool applicator.
Yep, and then with a light sanding before you start the whole thing, okay?
Sounds wonderful. Thank you so very much, and y'all have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Joyce. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. You know, we get more questions on floors than any other topic on this program.
Well, and they, you know, occupy a large portion of your home.
They
and
do.
There's always something to do with them.
And they
them.
Take a lot of abuse, so that's probably why people need to fix them all the time.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. What are you guys working on? How can we give a hand? Give us a call, send us an email, post us your question. We are standing by. The Money Pit is broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects done right.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodels. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Coming up, bringing out your outdoor furniture is a fun way to mark the start of the warmer weather. But that furniture usually brings some gross stuff with it. We're going to share tips on getting those tables and chairs back in shape next.
Live in a body pit.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Reading is already heating up. Book your travel now to the Pacific Northwest with Alaska Airlines and enjoy daily nonstop service from Reading to Seattle. You can enjoy a cool weekend in Seattle or connect with Alaska Airlines to anywhere in the world with the One World Alliance. Dreaming about that Alaskan cruise? Fly direct and sail away. At Alaska Air, they care a lot. Check out great places to travel and book your next trip now at alaskaair.com/Reading.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our summer sessions offer flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings. Plan a cool summer of hot classes by enrolling at Shasta College today. Summer session classes begin June 13th. Achieve more, earn more at shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Anderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit, home improvement show where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you can get expert help for the care and feeding of your home and create your best home ever when you follow the Money Pit podcast. You can do that at moneypit.com/podcast.
Tom W. is writing into the Money Pit this week, and he says, my living room has knotty pine boards with a brick fireplace at one side. Over the years, the knotty pine has dried and shrunken and caused gaps from an eighth of an inch to a half inch that exposes the inside studs and insulation. What can I do to aesthetically fill in these gaps?
I don't know, Les. The knotty pine is kind of come and gone, hasn't it, in terms of an aesthetic?
Yeah, for sure.
Plus, it sounds like it was really poorly installed because it never should have been put right over the studs like that. It should always have been put over drywall because you have basically no fire protection between it and the inside. I can't give you a lot of great ideas on how to fill those gaps because you have nothing behind it. If you did have something behind it, like sometimes we hear about floorboards that have gaps like that, we usually recommend using jute rope. That's like natural sort of fibrous rope, J-U-T-E, jute, and pressing it in between the gaps, and then you can urethane over it and seals in place quite nicely. But because you have nothing holding that from behind, that is rather impossible to do. So my advice would be to take off that knotty pine paneling, restore the drywall, and start again.
All right. Probably not the answer you were looking for, Tom, but definitely bright side, fresh start.
Well, bringing out your outside furniture is a great way to mark the start of warmer weather, but that furniture usually comes with some gross stuff on it, depending on how you stored it for the season. Leslie's got some tips, though, on getting those tables and chairs back in shape in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, even if you've had that furniture stored in your shed or your basement all winter long, that outdoor furniture really could use a good cleaning. So for plastic furniture, you want to mix a little dish soap, some borax, and a half a cup of peroxide into 1 gallon of water. Then you need to let it sit for 10 to 15 minutes. Use a nylon brush to scrub onto the plastic pieces and then rinse it well when you're done. So that's super easy to do. If you've got metal furniture, you want to use soapy water and our favorite, most favorite and available cleaning agent, elbow grease. I mean, you just got to do some work here for yourself. If you do find that rust has formed, go ahead, get rid of it with some sandpaper, then repaint the entire piece with a rust-prohibiting paint or metal varnish. Now, for wood furniture, you want to restore that moisture, so you've got to oil the surfaces with a sealant or a preservative that's appropriate to the type of wood. You can clean that furniture a couple of times a month with an oil soap as well. Now, once everything's dry, you can go ahead and add those cushions, but your cushions, they could probably use a pick-me-up as well. So go ahead and mix 1 teaspoon each of a dishwashing detergent and borax into a quart of warm water. Then use a spray bottle to douse those cushions generously, and once it sits for about 15 minutes, you want to hit it with a hose to rinse. Then stand the cushions on their side. This is definitely a trick that helps them dry out so much more quickly. Stand that cushion on the side. Everything's going to drain to the bottom. You'll even notice sometimes a cushion has like a little metal drain built into the fabric cover, and make sure you're putting it that side down so that they'll just drain and they'll dry much more quickly, and then you can relax.
In those chairs, right?
Exactly. And then park it right after your hard work.
Park it, exactly, because that means spring is officially here. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, coming up next time on the program, did you know there's a missing element in most kitchens? It's not a $7,500 range or a 4-acre refrigerator. It's simply good lighting. A well-lit kitchen begins with good lighting, and especially under cabinet task lighting. We're going to teach you how to add those lights. It's easier than ever to do on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.